White House Border Czar Tom Homan announced the end of Operation Metro Surge at a news conference in Minneapolis.
We've had great success with this operation, and we're leaving Minnesota safer. The surge is leaving Minnesota safer, Minneapolis safer, because of the cooperation we got with the counties and the state and local law enforcement responding to our needs. I'll say it again. It's less of a sanctuary state for criminals.
The Minnesota operation was the largest immigration enforcement action ever, resulting in more than 4,000 arrests, according to Homan. He rejected criticisms over ICE practices, saying there have been no arrests in churches, hospitals, or elementary schools. Homan had announced last week that 700 federal officials would leave Minnesota immediately, leaving 2,000. He says the drawdown now will continue next week, and he will stay to oversee it. He also says Quick Response Forces, or QRFs, will also stay for now.
But there will be some security teams staying here, the QRFs, until we're assured that those agitators incidents either stay low or further decline. I'm not going to remove everybody out of the safety order of officers, but like I said, and Operation Metro Surge is ending. And in the next week, we're going to deploy the officers here on detail back to the home stations or other areas of the country that are needed.
Homan frames the end of the operation as a success, made possible by cooperation from local officials. But those local officials tell a more complicated story. At a congressional hearing on ICE Thursday, Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison told senators there has been no cooperation on the killings of Pretty and Good.
This situation, when we were told you can't have access to the evidence, to the crime scene, that was highly unusual and surprising to us. And so we're hoping that we can gain cooperation, perhaps in the Pretty matter. But we've been advised that the Good matter is the feds are not investigating it, and we still haven't received any access to the evidence that is involved in that case. So it's an unusual, strange situation, but we're with good faith, hoping that things will change.
Later, a reporter asked Ellison whether he trusts the feds to follow through on the drawdown.
I guess we're in a, I certainly hope so, right? I mean, Operation Metro Surge has really hurt Minnesota. And so I'm very hopeful that it's true, but I'm going to have to see what people on the ground are telling me before I would accept that it's in fact the case.
Back in Minnesota, Governor Tim Walz shared mixed feelings about Homan's announcement. He spoke at a news conference in St. Paul.
We are cautiously optimistic, as we've said, and that this surge of untrained, aggressive federal agents are going to leave Minnesota. And I guess they'll go wherever they're going to go. But the fact of the matter is, they left us with deep damage, generational trauma. They left us with economic ruin in some cases. They left us with many unanswered questions.
The end of the Minnesota surge comes as lawmakers debate funding for the Department of Homeland Security, with Democrats holding out for reforms to ICE practices. Democratic senators are also expressing skepticism over the end of the Minnesota surge. Senator Richard Blumenthal is a Democrat from Connecticut.
The reduction in the numbers of agents in Minneapolis, the so-called elimination of the surge, in no way changes the tactics which the American people are demanding be reformed. The violence and brutality, including killing people, has to be totally stopped. And the American people are demanding fundamental and far-reaching reforms that we are insisting be a condition of funding for DHS.
Top House Democrats sounded a similar message at an informal hearing on ICE and accountability. Democrat Catherine Clark of Massachusetts is the House Minority Whip.
Kristi Noem needs to go. Stephen Miller needs to go. Federal agents need to get back to their core mission and abide by the same rules, the same laws, the same Constitution as any other law enforcement officer. And this needs to happen today. No more delays, no more CRs, no more state-sanctioned terror.
As for Minnesota, Governor Walz says the state is focusing on recovery. State Attorney General Ellison says he's never been more proud to be a Minnesotan.
I'm so proud of the people who helped their neighbors, who stood up for their First Amendment rights, some of which was criticized in here. I hope it's over. And now it's the time to heal and put things back together again. And I have every confidence that we will do that.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.